like over
the ridges,
or the knot. Well, on the door there, that thing on the door that you turn.
Oh yeah, you throw them on.
Yeah. Now, what mountains are close by here?
Well, I heard a fellow say that he'd moved around over the county quite a bit.
Yeah.
I never have been on the side of Chimney-Top Mountain.
Yeah.
You see that? You know, it's down there.
What's the name of the mountain?
Chimney-Top Mountain.
I see. That's.
It's just a. It really ain't a mountain, but pretty high, big hill, and you'd see it from so many ways.
Where is that? Is that west of Johnson City?
It's northwest, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where Fall Branch is, or don't guess you do?
No, I know. I'm more familiar with Sullivan and Johnson.
Well, Sullivan County even runs, you know, way in below Kingsport.
Yeah.
But that there, Chimney-Top Mountain, still in Washington. I wouldn't be saying it could be in Sullivan County.
It's up toward Sullivan. It's up toward Kingsport.
No. Yeah, you go down here to Fall Branch, then you turn up 10 miles to Fall Branch, I guess. And
does it have a peak on it? Is that why they call it that?
It's pretty. It's a big high hill, what it really is. And
I see.
It's not really a mountain in a sense.
But that's really the only mountain in the county? Or are there mountains over?
Oh, yeah. You see? This Blue Ridge Mountain, you know, leaves from the north, runs plumb across Tennessee.
Yeah. Now that runs through the eastern part of Washington County, does it? East of Johnson City?
The mountain?
Yeah.
No, the mountains are over here that's east of Johnson City.
Uh-huh.
But that's this northwest kind of. It's from Fall Branch, it's 10 mile on up to Kingsport, you see.
How far are you from Kingsport right here, would you say?
Well, I believe it's marked there in Jonesboro. Now, of course, we're 4 or 5 miles from Jonesboro. That it's 25 miles to Kingsport.
And are you closer to as the crow flies, you're closer to Kingsport than?
No, we're closer to Johnson City.
I see. No, but I mean, But are you closer to Kingsport than they are in Jonesboro?
No. They're still east of us here, 4 miles.
What you're 4 miles west of?
Well, not exactly. We're northwest of Jonesboro.
I see. Well, that would be then in the direction of Kingsport as the crow flies.
Now, west of Jonesboro is following the Greenville Road, you see.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Kind of, yeah.
Yes.
But you're northwest.
Yeah, we're northwest.
So, all right. See, I just thought that, like, Johnson City was here, and Jonesboro was here, and Kingsport was up over here.
Now, they've got a road leading from Johnson City to Kingsport that's, I expect, it's 8 miles north of us, you see, and goes right on across.
Right. Now, if you're going to go through between two mountains, you'd go through a
pass.
Or
a gap,
yeah. And then and on a piece of wood, like when you were laying a worm fence, the way they'd keep those together before they used wire, they'd cut a notch
in them.
Yeah. You know? And then on a steep face on a mountain, say he drove around that mountain too fast and his car went over the
fell
off the cliff.
That ain't the word either.
I'll say the cliff. Went over a cliff.
Oh, cliff, yeah.
Yeah. And then a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded on a
boat dock.
Right. And if the water just comes running down the mountain and then suddenly there's a steep thing and there's a water.
Oh.
And now you talked about the roads. How would you describe a road like this one out here, like the Five Oaks Road? That's a